Chapter 128. Names. It was the day that I would either stay or leave. I sat with Vachet on a green hill, watching the sun rise out of the clouds to the east.
Sesra means to fly, to catch, to break, Vachet said softly, repeating herself for the 100th time.
You must remember all the hands that have held her. Many hands, all following the Letani. You must never use her in an improper way.
I promise, I said for the 100th time, then hesitated before bringing up something that had been bothering me.
But, Vachet, you used your sword to trim the willow branch you beat me with. I saw you use it to hold your window open once. You pare your nails with it.
Vachet gave me a blank look.
Yes.
Isn't that improper? I asked.
She cocked her head, then laughed.
You mean I should only use it for fighting?
I gestured, obvious implication.
A sword is sharp, she said. It is a tool. I carry it constantly. How is using it improper?
It seems disrespectful, I clarified.
You respect the thing by putting it to good use. It may be years before I return to the barbarian lands and fight. How does it harm my sword if it cuts kindling and carrots in the meantime?
Vachet's eyes grew serious.
To carry a sword your whole life, knowing it was only for killing.
She shook her head.
What would that do to a person's mind? It would be a horrible thing.
Vachet had returned to Haert last night, dismayed that she had missed my stone trial. She said I was right to lay aside my sword when Carceret did, and that I had made her proud. Yesterday, Cheyenne had formally invited me to stay and train at the school. In theory, I already earned that right, but everyone knew that was more of a political fiction than anything. Her offer was a flattering one, an opportunity I knew I would likely never have again. We watched a boy herd a flock of goats down the side of a hill.
Vachet, is it true that the Adem have no concept of fatherhood?
Vachet nodded easily, then paused.
Tell me you did not embarrass both of us by talking about this with everyone while I was gone, she said with a sigh.
Only with Penta, I said. She thought it was the funniest thing she had heard in 10 months' time.
It is fairly amusing at that, Vachet said, her mouth curving a little.
It's true, then? Even you believe this? Vachet held up a hand and I trailed off.
Peace, she said. Think whatever you wish about your man-mothers. It is all the same to me.
She gave a soft smile of remembrance.
My poet king actually believed a woman was nothing more than the ground in which a man might plant a baby.
Vachet made an amused huffing sound that wasn't quite a laugh.
He was so sure he was right. Nothing could sway him. Years ago I decided arguing such things with a barbarian is a long, weary waste of my time.
She shrugged.
Think what you want about making babies. Believe in demons. Pray to a goat. So long as it doesn't bruise me, why should I bother myself?
I chewed it over for a moment.
There's wisdom in that, I said.
She nodded.
But either a man helps with a baby, or he does not, I pointed out.
There can be many opinions on a thing, but there is only one truth.
Vachet smiled lazily. And if the pursuit of truth was my goal, that would concern me.
She gave a long yawn, stretching like a happy cat.
Instead, I will focus on the joy in my heart, the prosperity of the school, and understanding the Letani. If I have time left after that, I will put it toward worrying on the truth.
We watched the sunrise for a while longer in silence. It occurred to me Vachet was quite a different person when she wasn't struggling to cram the Catan and all of Ademic into my head as quickly as possible.
That said, Vachet added, if you persist in clinging to your barbarian beliefs about man-mothers, you would do well to keep quiet about it. Amusement is the best you can hope for. Most will simply assume you an idiot for thinking such things.
I nodded. After a long moment, I decided to finally ask the question I had been holding off for days.
Magwin called me Maedra. What does it mean?
It is your name, she said. Speak of it to no one.
It is a secret thing? I asked. She nodded.
It is a thing for you and your teachers and Magwin. It would be dangerous to let others know what it is.
How could it be dangerous? Bashet looked at me as if I were daft.
When you know a name, you have power over it. Surely you know this.
But I know your name, and Cheyenne's, and Tempe's. What danger is in that?
She waved a hand. Not those names. Deep names. Tempe is not the name he was given by Magwin, just as Quoth is not yours. Deep names have meanings.
I already knew what Vachette's name meant.
What does Tempe mean?
Tempe means little iron. Tempa means iron, and it means to strike iron, and it means angry. Cheyenne gave him that name years ago. He was a most troublesome student.
In Aeturin, temper means angry.
I pointed it out rather excitedly, amazed at the coincidence.
And it is also something you do with iron when forging it into steel.
Vachette shrugged, unimpressed.
That is the way of names. Tempe is a small name, and still it holds much. That is why you should not speak of yours, even to me.
But I do not know your language well enough to tell what it means myself, I protested.
A man should know the meaning of his own name.
Vachette hesitated, then relented.
It means flame and thunder and broken tree.
I thought for a while and decided I liked it.
When Magwin gave it to me, you seemed surprised.
Why is that?
It is not proper for me to comment on another's name.
Absolute refusal. Her gesture was so sharp it almost hurt to look at. She came to her feet, then brushed her hands against her pants.
Come. It is time you gave your answer to Cheyenne.
Cheyenne motioned for us to sit as we entered her room. Then she took a seat herself, startling me by showing the smallest of smiles. It was a terribly flattering gesture of familiarity.
Have you decided? She asked.
I nodded. I thank you, Cheyenne, but I cannot stay. I must return to Severin to speak with the mayor. Tempe fulfilled his obligation when the road was made safe, but I am bound to return and explain everything that happened. I thought of Denna as well, but didn't mention her.
Cheyenne gestured an elegant mingling of approval and regret. Fulfilling one's duty is of the Lethani.
She gave me a serious look.
Remember, you have a sword and a name, but you must not hire yourself out as if you had taken the red.
Vachette has explained everything to me, I said, reassurance. I will make arrangements for my sword to be returned to Haert if I am killed. I will not teach the K-10 or wear the red. Carefully attentive curiosity. But I am permitted to tell others I have studied fighting with you.
Reserved agreement. You may say you have studied with us, but not that you are one of us.
Of course, I said. And not that I am equal to you.
Cheyenne gestured, content satisfaction.
Then her hands shifted, and she made a small gesture of embarrassed admission.
This is not entirely a gift, she said. You will be a better fighter than many barbarians. If you fight and win, the barbarians will think, Quoth studied only slightly the Adem arts, and still he is formidable. How much more skilled must they themselves be?
However,
if you fight and lose, they will think, he only learned a piece of what the Adem know.
The old woman's eyes twinkled ever so slightly. She gestured, amusement.
No matter what, our reputation thrives. This serves Ademre.
I nodded, willing acceptance. It will not hurt my reputation either, I said. Understatement. There was a pause in the conversation, then Cheyenne gestured solemn importance.
When we spoke before, you asked me of Dorinda. Do you remember?
Cheyenne asked. From the corner of my eye, I saw Vashat shift uncomfortably in her seat. Suddenly excited, I nodded.
I have remembered a story of such. Would you like to hear it?
I gestured extreme eager interest.
It is an old story, old as a demre. It is always told the same. Are you ready to hear it?
Profound formality. There was a hint of ritual in her voice. I nodded again, pleading entreaty.
As with all things, there are rules. I will tell you this story once. After, you may not speak of it. After, you may not ask questions.
Cheyenne looked back and forth between Vashat and myself. Grave seriousness.
Not until you have slept 1,000 nights may you speak on this. Not until you have traveled 1,000 miles may you ask questions.
Knowing this, are you willing to hear it? I nodded a third time, my excitement rising in me. Cheyenne spoke with great formality.
Once there was a great realm peopled by great people. They were not Edemre. They were what Edemre was before we became ourselves. But at this time they were themselves, the women and men, fair and strong. They sang songs of power and fought as well as Edemre do. These people had a great empire. The name of the empire is forgotten. It is not important as the empire has fallen. And since that time, the land has broken and the sky changed. In the empire there were 7 cities and 1 city. The names of the 7 cities are forgotten, for they are fallen to treachery and destroyed by time. The 1 city was destroyed as well, but its name remains. It was called Tarinial. The empire had an enemy, as strength must have, but the enemy was not great enough to pull it down. Not by pulling or pushing was the enemy strong enough to drag it down. The enemy's name is remembered, but it will wait. Since not by strength could the enemy win, he moved like a worm in fruit. The enemy was not of the Lethani. He poisoned 7 others against the empire, and they forgot the Lethani. 6 of them betrayed the cities that trusted them. 6 cities fell, and their names are forgotten. 1 remembered the Lethani, and did not betray a city. That city did not fall. 1 of them remembered the Lethani, and the empire was left with hope. With 1 unfallen city. But even the name of that city is forgotten, buried in time. But 7 names are remembered. The name of the 1 and of the 6 who follow him. 7 names have been carried through the crumbling of empire, through the broken land and changing sky. 7 names are remembered through the long wandering of Edemre. 7 names have been remembered. The names of the 7 traitors. Remember them and know them by their 7 signs. Siphus bears the blue flame. Stertius is in thrall of iron. Ferul chill and dark of eye. Usnia lives in nothing but decay. Grey Dalcenti never speaks. Pale Alenta brings the blight. Last, there is the Lord of 7. Hated, hopeless, sleepless, sane. Alaxel bears the shadow's hame.